All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Adam Devitt. He's the interim CEO at Ketamine One. And Adam, it's good to see you again. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. And a news release out from the company talking about undertaking two studies. And we'll talk about those in just a second. But maybe you could just give our audience an overarching theme of why studies are so important to Ketamine One.
Absolutely. As we've talked a little bit about before, we have a business model that isn't focused on drug development, but we do have our own contract research organization. So are still involved in the research side of the business and really through our framework involved all the way from the planning of clinical trials right up to administering and treating patients in our clinics. This announcement is our first Ketamine One funded and sponsored study that utilizes our whole network. So, you know, it's really important to us to advance the work that we're doing and the broader movement that we're seeing in psychedelics and new mental health treatments. So we're very passionate about continuing that and expanding this for our business. Now we have the opportunity to utilize the different pieces within Ketamine One, our own contract research organization, KGK, our clinics, as well as some of the technology that we've been working on as well. So this is really pulling together all the elements of our business plan for the first time and really helping us to advance the broader movement in treatments, which we're excited about and know will help not only grow our business, but the entire industry.
And Adam, these two studies that you're going to undertake, they really fit into what you've talked about over the last, you know, year or so about the conditions that Ketamine One is looking at. So can you tell me a bit about the two studies?
Absolutely. The first one is a study focused on PTSD, and we'll be doing that study within our veterans-focused clinic. We're using a program that they've developed for PTSD treatments focused on veterans, and we're going to be using it as an observational tool to assess the efficacy of these programs in order to help us expand the work that we're doing with veterans and in treatment of PTSD. So the veterans community continues to be one we're very focused on. We're really excited to have this study underway and to be able to highlight our growing clinical presence within the veterans community. That should be going within the next couple of weeks. And we're excited to have that going. It's going to be a Canadian-based study and one that's really important to us. The second is more focused towards ketamine. It's going to be studying depression specifically and the effect of IV ketamine treatments on depression. And there's a number of key things we're going to be looking for in this study. One is we're going to be involving a number of our technology partners, and we'll talk more about that as the study gets going. But you know, to be able to study ketamine's effect on depression is something that's important, and to be able to prove that. But the other thing we're really trying to do with this study is determine the right point for patients to come back in for boosters, because it is variable from patient to patient. And we want to have a better understanding, more of a scientific reasoning for when to bring patients in. So we're going to be combining this with a lot of different data collection to help us understand when patients should come back in. The ultimate goal there is to have a tool that both patients and clinicians will be able to see to monitor their health and better understand when they might need their next treatment.
Okay. And lastly, the data from these two studies, what will you utilize the data for?
Absolutely. We intend to use this as really a foundational and stepping stone study. They are observational. If we are getting the results that we expect to get, we expect that we'll expand these studies into further trials that can help us develop both our treatments for PTSD, as well as the technology that's going to help us with that treatment planning for patients. And so we'll take this data, we'll be using it to assess our programs, to further develop our technology. And then the hope is to move forward with further clinical trials that can better help us develop treatment tools.
All right, Adam, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for the update. I appreciate it, and look forward to hearing more about the data from these two studies.
Always a pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
All right, there's Adam Deffitt. He's the interim CEO of Ketamine One.